Hey, welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios at SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker Campbell. We would love to connect with you. Join us at Twitter at E Radio Sports, and you can always go back and listen to our exclusive interview one-on-one with the great George Carl at podcastarena.com. I also want to make a point to talk about your time at the University of North Carolina as a player. You talk about that in the book. You played for the legendary coach in Dean Smith. How much, George, did his coaching philosophy influence your strategy?
It's a huge foundation. I mean, so much of what I went to college in North Carolina, I didn't know anything about basketball. And I was taught the game by two great coaches, Coach Guthridge and Coach Smith, and the whole thing came down. The whole thing evolved into having a career in coaching because of the fundamental philosophies and beliefs of a great coach. He believes the team is number one. He believes it. You got to play as a team and operate as a team every day in practice, off the court, and as a team. You got to unify and be committed to we basketball and not me basketball. The second thing is, he believes in intensity and enthusiasm. He plays the game. He wants his players to play all out and play with a positive energy and a positive enthusiasm. And he teaches the game in such a way that I think you get smarter every day. You learn about the game. And I so much of that philosophy and foundation of fundamental beliefs is what I lived with every day when I coached in the NBA.
George, tonight on our program, your former owner with the San Antonio Spurs, Red McCombs, is on our program, and he had high praise for you in your book. In fact, I quote, George was, as he said, George was tougher than barbed wire, and he talked a lot about in terms of your temperament. And where did that intensity, where did that come from, that attack first mode and just that sense of urgency?
I think it's probably from Western Pennsylvania. I grew up, my family was middle class, maybe not even middle class. But I never felt that way. I felt I was a rich guy, and I had a great house and a great neighborhood. But the competitive spirit, I think, of the hardworking mentality of Pennsylvania is probably in my blood a little bit. It's amazing how many really good coaches have come out of Western Pennsylvania. And not only basketball, but baseball and football. There are a lot of guys that I don't know what's in the water there, but intensity and commitment and dedication to their sport. I think a lot of Western Pennsylvania guys have it, and competition has always been my juice. I like the ability to go out and compete and see if you can outwork someone or outplay someone or outteam somebody. It's a fun competition because it's a scoreboard, and you learn from it. You learn life a little bit through the game of basketball.
And you loved going eye-to-eye and toe-to-toe with those playing days with the Spurs with George McGinnis, who was a very powerful player, wasn't he?
Wow. You remember those days? I mean, George McGinnis beat me up. I didn't play against him. He wore me out.
Uh-huh.
I mean, George McGinnis was 6'9", 260 pounds. He was a little bit LeBron-ish, LeBron
uh-huh.
James,
yeah.
Before LeBron James. And, he and I had some confrontations. I took some charges on him. It was always fun. San Antonio and Indiana always had a lot of good matchups.
Hey, we're getting ready to wrap up our conversation at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show, with one of the greatest NBA coaches of all time, 27 years as a head coach, and the NBA Coach of the Year in 2013, and that is the great George Carl. On a more serious subject in your book, you talk about being a cancer survivor. Get us up to speed. How are you today, and what did you want the reader to know?
Well, I think anytime you're told cancer, it's a scary word. And, fortunately, all my cancers and my son's cancers are all very treatable. And right now, we all are clean, and we're all
wonderful.
In a good place.
Uh-huh.
But the advocacy of bringing to maybe the basketball fan and the fan of George Carl is, cancer care is important. It's improving. It's getting better. But I think people got to be aware that cancer is probably going to be a part of your life as you get older. for me, I probably go, I don't go many days without someone or some friend writing me an email or texting me something that someone has come down in their family with cancer. Mm-hmm. Cancer is a family situation. And when someone's diagnosed with cancer, they need help. And the support systems of the cancer navigation of the cancer patient is getting better. But I think my awareness is to try to make every cancer patient's journey easier somehow, some way, and do that by educating him before he goes on the journey and educating him when he goes through the journey and helping him as much as we can and helping the people that have to help him or her, helping their families, helping their children, helping the spouses. To understand that the journey is going to be difficult.
Mm-hmm. Well said. One of the greatest NBA coaches of all time, 27 years as a head coach and NBA Coach of the Year in 2013. He is impressive, and that is George Karl. First time on our network at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Please stay in touch. We wish you all the best and blessings. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much, Coach.
Thank you for the words, and thank you for your help. Thank you very much.
Of course. Much more coming your way right here at SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show. Listen anytime, anywhere for your Android or iOS device. All of your favorite SB Nation shows live and on demand right from your smart device. You can search SB Nation Radio in the iOS or Google Play Store. And if you don't have an Android or iOS device, you can stream us on most smart devices at sbnationradio.com.